sooner.
And now the Goldbergs. Molly Goldberg is not going to feel safe again until she and her family are back home in Lastonbury. Meanwhile, she and Jake and Rosie nervously await Sammy's return from an automobile ride with Sylvia. Now that Sammy has definitely decided not to marry this girl who brought so much suffering and unhappiness into his life and into the lives of her family, the future should be brighter. But Molly's dread goes deeper than any promise Sammy could make. There's a certain brilliant wickedness about Sylvia that terrifies Molly, and Molly keeps talking and looking at the clock and wondering.
Rosalie, what time is it?
Mama, darling, you just asked me the time.
I want to know it again. I want to know it again, Rosalie, I said.
Ma.
Where's Papa?
He went to put oil and gas in the car.
Was Mr. Allison?
Upstairs, talking to his daughter, Leah.
Rosalie, if they're going to leave soon, Rosalie, well, as soon as family comes in, well, why didn't you wear something a little warmer for riding in the car?
This is all right until we get further north.
I could only see myself in a different climate already. A very different climate.
Ma, if you'd only tell me what you're afraid of.
I don't want Sammy out of my sight. That's what I'm afraid of. What time is it?
Again, Ma?
Again, Ma. Rosalie, why is the button off your dress?
Where?
Where? Here.
Where?
There.
I'll fix it.
Why did you put it on without a button, why?
Ma.
Everything should have buttons, Rosalie.
What's so important about a button?
What's so important? It means you're careless. I don't want carelessness. Carelessness in one thing extends itself to carelessness in everything else. I don't want it, Rosalie. I don't want you to be careless. I don't want it. Did you ever saw Mama without a button?
All right, Mama.
Did you ever saw Mama put on a dress shouldn't have hooks and shouldn't have eyes and shouldn't have zippers and shouldn't have buttons and shouldn't have buttons?
Ma, I said I'll fix it.
You shouldn't put it on.
Well, I didn't know.
No. Didn't you saw when you came to button the first button that the third button wasn't there? Is that the car coming, Rosalie?
Oh, no.
No. Get me a needle and give me a thread.
Now?
Now.
This minute?
This second.
Where am I going to find a needle now?
That's Carabel.
She's upstairs with Mr. Allison, too. Of course, examining everybody.
How do you know?
I heard Carabel say so. When he's waiting for Ed, his son-in-law. He'll know everything. I wish we did.
I know everything I have to know. I know too much. I know everything I have to know. Where's Sammy? That's all I have to know now. That's all I have to know. Where's Sammy? Everything else I know. Plenty I know. More than plenty. Go up, Rosalie, and put on a different dress.
I can't see you without the button. I will later, Ma. I'll change my dress later.
Later. Everything gets later. Everything gets later. But I say now everything gets later.
Ma, please, where are you going?
Put on the button and get the button.
Oh, Ma. Hello? Yes? Yes.
I want to talk.
Ma, please.
Let me.
Here.
Who was it? What was it? Hello?
Hello, Ma?
Hello. Sammy? It's Sammy.
Yes, Ma.
Where are you?
I'll be back soon.
Oh, you'll be back soon?
Yeah, that's why I called you, Ma. I don't want
Sammy,
you to worry.
Sammy, listen, is everything well?
Everything's fine, Ma.
Yes?
Yeah.
I have nothing to worry about?
No, Ma, nothing.
Nothing. But keep it so, Tamily. Keep it so. Tamily, we're just waiting for you. Papa's gassing up, and he went to the garage, and they're fixing the carburetor. He said something was missing out.
Yeah?
And, Tamily, we're ready to depart.
All right, Ma, all right.
All right, darling.
Let me talk to her, Ma.
All right. Rosalie wants to talk to you.
Okay, but hurry, please.
This is Sammy, Rosalie.
Oh, hello, Sammy.
Hello, Rosie.
Sammy, we can't stand it anymore. Please, wherever you are, get back right away.
Yeah, all right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Sammy.
Now do you see you have nothing to worry about?
Mm-hmm.
And
You have a button off your own dress, Ma.
Like that?
Uh-huh.
This?
See it?
Oh, my. Oh, my. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, Mama. You didn't mean to.
I know, Mama.
I didn't mean to. I got a button off, too. I got a button off, too.
Shall I go upstairs and tell Mr. Thomas and his son-in-law is here?
Come in, Ed. I think you're expected.
I know I am. I'll go up. Don't bother.
I was going up anyway.
Don't tell Mr. Allison I'm here yet. I want to speak to your mother first.
All right.
Well, there's nothing you have to say to me, will it? And when I wanted to know, you didn't tell me. And now we're leaving. And thank you. I'd like to thank you before we go for trying to help me before. I mean, when you called before family came here to warn me. There wasn't anything I could do to keep family from coming here and learning from himself.
Maybe you're in too much of a hurry to take him back.
He wants to leave.
It's the atmosphere. Everybody catching hold of what they can and running.
After Sylvia did what she did?
What a person does, Mrs. Goldberg, and what they are two different things. Perhaps you're wiser than I am, and you can tell now what Sylvia's going to be 10 years from now.
I don't want to know. I'm just glad family's safe. As far as Sylvia's concerned, let her learn and do what she can the way she can.
You mean she's bad? Irretrievably bad. And that you're afraid of her?
I'm afraid of her, yes.
Even if she is, what are you going to do? Just let her be? If the world is full of good people and bad ones, Mrs. Goldberg, and they never mix, what'll happen to the bad ones?
I didn't say the world was divided into good people and bad ones, Ed. People are mixed. People are good and bad together.
Sylvia loves Sammy.
I love him, too.
He loves her.
He does not.
He did.
He never was sure.
You're blinding yourself to the one fact that can make all the difference in Sylvia's life, Mrs. Goldberg. The fact that she loves Sammy, and that he can turn her into anything he wants.
I'm not blinding myself to the fact that the one thing Sammy shouldn't do is to tie himself to Sylvia to say, "Oh, here's Mr. Allison. Talk to him, Ed."
What
changing people and saving them is not for young men like Sammy. It's enough that they can walk a little straight themselves. And when it comes to children, let the parents do the doing when something has to be done. Let Mr. Allison, whatever Sylvia is, he's her father. Excuse me.
What were you telling her?
Something useless.
What was it?
That Sylvia should marry Sammy if he wants to.
He doesn't. And he came to me like a man and said so. But you, Ed, when you loved Sylvia, why did you marry Leah? Why couldn't you come to me and say, "Mr. Allison, I love Sylvia"? Why did you take Leah's life and ruin it?
I tried not to.
You tried? Did you try by remaining in love with Sylvia ever since? Up to this minute, including now?
That isn't true, Mr. Allison. No matter what I was and what I did, Mr. Allison, the truth is very simple now. The most important thing to me in the world is my family. Leah and the children. And all during my marriage, it was you, Mr. Allison. You. Who helped keep me separate and apart from them. You hated me because I wasn't one of these bright successes. Because I didn't care for the things that were most important in your life. Attitudes like that are like diseases. We all caught it. We can all cure it. And you can help all of us. I want you to talk to Leah for me.
All right. I'll talk to Leah for you. Maybe I can help you. Maybe I can help Leah. But what about Sylvia? She's also my child.
As far as Sylvia's concerned, don't let anyone or anything talk you into thinking she's just lost. Because if you act that way, you will lose her.
What do you mean, Ed?
I know, Sylvia. You'll lose her in a way you won't forget for the rest of your life.
And suddenly, there is quiet and a kind of resigned calm in Allison's house.